This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So we're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's about learning to bring awareness into this present time experience and be able to hold whatever it is that we are working with. I've been having a lot of strong emotions today because of sort of news that's been happening, and a lot of feelings of sadness, anger, fear, lots of strong emotions. So just in case you think when you become a meditation teacher, do you stop having all these strong emotions? The answer is no, you still have them, but you have lots of tools for working with them. And so what I wanted to share today is how we can use our mindfulness practice to help us when we're feeling difficult emotions. And it might be because of larger political sphere. It might be because there's something going on in your life that's very challenging. So how do we work with emotions like disappointment and fear and sadness and anger and all of the ones that are really hard and potentially destabilizing for us? There's a couple of principles that we can use, and the first is the principle of coming to center, right? Grounding ourselves, finding ground. So when we're in a difficult emotion, a lot of what's happening is we're feeling groundless, right? It's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And our minds are going all over the place. We're freaked out. So finding a centered place inside our body and mind is absolutely key. And so we'll start the practice doing that. Of how do we, when we're feeling groundless, when we're feeling lost, confused, angry, upset, sad, how do we come back to center? The second is holding with mindfulness and compassion whatever it is we're feeling. So a lot of times when we're having a difficult emotion, we start to think, oh, let's get away from that. How can I distract? Or I don't want to feel that. It feels uncomfortable. But the principle of mindfulness is that we can bring a compassionate awareness to it, that we can actually hold it and discover that we have the space, that we don't have to run away from it, that we can let this emotion be with be inside ourselves. Hold it with awareness, hold it with kindness for ourselves, and it often can sort of move through us in a way that is, it feels like there's just some healing to it. Like, okay, there's space. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not in despair. I'm not in anger. Because the third principle is, as we hold these emotions, as we ground ourselves and hold the emotions with the mindfulness and compassion, we then have the capacity to see clearly. We're not lost in reactivity. Reactivity is when we're acting out of our habitual patterns. When we're acting out of our habitual patterns without consciousness. We just get mad, we get upset, we get angry, we get, you know, all of those things. With responsiveness, we see clearly and we can act with clarity and with compassion. So we get centered, we make space for whatever we're feeling, and we find the wisdom to act or to behave in whatever way is aligned with our deepest values. Okay, so let's do a meditation where we work with the difficult emotions and just invite you to settle in and take a few breaths. As we breathe, just coming into this present moment, you can take some deeper, longer, slower breaths. You can sit in a way that is upright. If you're at home, you might be on the floor or on a bed, just feeling a sense of a posture that you can hold. Your hands resting where they're comfortable. And if you can close your eyes, a lot of people meditate with their eyes closed. And if not, a soft gaze looking downward so you don't get too distracted. It's completely fine to meditate with your eyes open. So a few more deeper, longer breaths. And actually, breathing is one of the ways that we find center, that we ground. So you can notice as you breathe more deeply, if that leads to a little bit more calming feeling. Maybe you weren't agitated or anything, so it's not an issue for you, but it's always helpful to breathe. And let's feel our feet on the ground. So make contact with your feet touching the ground. Notice there's hardness, pressure, heaviness, and so on. You might also feel your legs against the chair, the seat of the chair. And so there's a sense of being held by the chair and by the ground. So there's a strong base. And now let your attention sink into the earth below you. Just have a sense of being held by the earth. That there is the seat and the floor, and then below it is the ground. And as our feet feel connected to the ground, we can start to feel more grounded or centered inside ourselves. And breathe. And one way to play with this is to invoke a metaphor. So imagine that you are like a mountain. Your body is stable and strong, powerful, dignified. You might imagine that you're on top of a mountain, or you're inside, or the mountain is inside you. So just imagine the strength and solidity of that mountain, or the earth below you holding you, breathing, sensing whatever qualities are here. And as you're noticing your body, maybe on the earth or as a mountain, can you notice your body breathing? There's rising and falling, expanding and contracting. You might notice your abdomen moving with the breath, or your chest raising and settling with each breath. And let your breath be at its own natural rhythm. And anytime you feel a desire for more of that grounded centeredness, take a deeper breath. But for now, letting the breath be stable at its own natural rhythm, noticing it in the abdomen or the chest, or perhaps at the nose, there's tingling warmth, coolness. Can you feel breath after breath? Notice your feet from time to time. The whole body is breathing. But we're focusing in this area Now, if it's hard to feel your breath for whatever reason, you could shift your awareness to listening to the sounds around us, sounds in the room or outside the room. Sounds are coming and going. Often when we hear a sound, we think about the sound, I like it, I don't like it, and so on. See if you can simply listen to the sound. And how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel more centered, more grounded? Or does it agitate you? You want to learn what works for you, what's helpful for you. So let's pick a focus. Our breath, rising, falling, or in, out in the abdomen, chest, or nose, or the sounds coming and going. For this part of the meditation, we're just going to stay here for a little bit. Choose the easiest or the clearest. If you can't decide, just pick something. They all work equally well, breath or sound. And if and when your attention wanders, maybe you're with a breath or a sound for a few seconds or longer, when you notice your attention has wandered, just bring it right back. Bring it back to your focus. It's not a problem. You're not doing anything wrong. It's the nature of this meditation practice. Our attention wanders and we bring it back. So let's sit here for a little while. And then we'll bring in the emotions. But for now, just grounding, going back to your feet, the mountain, or staying with your breath, staying with the sounds. What calms and soothes you? Go towards that. As we continue meditating, let's explore the second principle of meeting our emotions with awareness and compassion. So first, I just invite you to find somewhere in your body that feels strong, solid, and grounded, or at least okay enough. So maybe it was your feet. You can go back to your feet. Did you feel that mountain? Or it could be your legs. Maybe your hands feel soothing. And if there's nothing that feels that way in your body, just remember a time you felt peaceful, soothed, felt good in your body. Might be a place you were at. Strong. Maybe an image comes to your mind of a time you were at the beach or out in nature with a good friend. So just use that. So let's let our attention rest in a place we feel strong, soothed, good, at ease. And breathe. And now if you're experiencing an emotion that is difficult, and you may or may not be, if you're not and you want to learn how to do this, you might remember something that you've been dealing with lately that's been challenging. Maybe you're sad about something or anxious or irritated. Don't pick the hardest thing going on in your life. Pick something somewhat mild. And if you are currently feeling something right now, feel free to use that. So just know, remind yourself of what is the difficult emotion, the situation, and you might give it a label like fear, irritation, sadness, grief. And just to breathe and see if you can allow it to be here. Just allow whatever is here to be here. What do you feel? Maybe your heart is racing. Maybe your stomach is clenched. Maybe your jaw is tight. See if you can notice what's happening in your body and breathe, letting whatever is here be here. And if it starts to feel like it's too much, go back to your hands or feet or that memory or image and get the ground. Go back to the ground, the solidity, the strength. And breathe. And now check in again with this emotion, this potentially difficult emotion. What's happening inside you? Maybe it's gotten smaller, bigger. Maybe it's disappeared. Maybe your heart is heavy. Maybe your eyes feel tight. Maybe your face is flushed. Just bringing attention, bringing awareness, and letting yourself be here. And if you can only stand it for 1 second, go back to the solidity, go back to the strength of the mountain. But if you want to stay longer, be curious, bring that curiosity. Notice with awareness, oh, there's grief here, wishing it were different. And breathe. And now let's come back, center, ground ourselves in our mountain, our memory. We want to do this little by little because emotions can be very intense and overwhelming. And you may not be feeling them. So if you're not, just go back to the basic mindfulness practice if this feels like it's not attuned to where you are. So once again, noticing how am I feeling about this particular incident or issue. And breathe. And now let's bring compassion, kindness. What could you do in your mind's eye that would bring kindness? You can even put your hand on your chest or on your belly. Just offer some kindness. You might have kind words to say like, I'm here for myself. I'm here. I'll get through this. My grief is my compassion. My anger is my love of justice, my love of the truth. Offering kind words to yourself, if that feels doable, and if it doesn't, just be aware of what's here. Let's come back to feet, to the mountain, to the strength. Just sensing, is the difficult emotion present? Maybe it's shifted. Maybe it's changed. And breathe. And so coming back to just noticing your breath in your body, whether listening to the sounds or the solidity of the ground. And just ask yourself the question, is there any wisdom here I need to know? Any clarity about acting, about how I want to be in the world, about something I need to say or do? From this settled place, just see if there's any clarity. And there may not be, but just to kind of open the space. See what emerges. And what's emerging inside me is a desire to send kindness out into the world. So we've sent it to ourselves. And now let's imagine that this kindness begins to spread, that it spreads in the room that you're in. So those of us here, that it spreads to each other. We might say words like, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Just whatever words you want to say. And now imagining from the room that you're in that the kindness begins to spread out and go in different directions, going to the north, south, east and west, above and below. And for all the people who are struggling with difficult emotions right now, let's imagine that our kindness touches them, that it affects them, that it soothes them. And you can imagine that all of us who are afraid can feel the strength of the mountain. And all of us who are grieving can feel our love that causes us to grieve. And all of us who are angry feel that passion. And sending out wishes for safety, connection, community, hope. It's out into the world. Our world needs this so profoundly right now. May the wars cease. May the violence cease. May we find love and compassion in our hearts May we make decisions based in our shared humanity. May each of us experience joy and goodness and love. So just sending your kindness out as far as you can. Wherever you want, you might have specific areas in the world that your kindness gets pulled to. Might be your own backyard. Might be animals, humans, whomever, just sending that kindness out. Radiating throughout this world. And now when it's expanded as much as you wish, come back to yourself right here and now and just check in on your own emotions and where you are. Find the solidity of the mountain. Breathe. Feel your feet on the ground. Bring a little kindness to yourself one last time. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you for your attention, for your practice today. I'm hoping it's helpful for those of us who are in the midst of a lot of emotions. And if you're not, you have it as a tool for the future. I'm Diana Winston. We are the UCLA Mindful. We're, I think there's flyers when you exit, or you can get to us through the web. And we have the UCLA Mindful app with hundreds of meditations. Anything we do in here gets put on our app. It's all free for Into the Future, with a number of different teachers, meditations, lecture, all sorts of things. So check that out, UCLA Mindful. I will be outside beyond the hallway out there in about a couple of minutes if you want to say hello, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.